This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the morning run with Xiaoning and Philip. It has just gone past 9:18 in the morning. But before we give you an outlook of Asian markets, I'm going to take a quick look at the FBM KLCI, which is still in the green, is up 0.47%. to 1609. And like I said, the rest of the region is also positive this morning. I think taking its cue very much from how US markets close, which are close to actually record highs. But in the meantime, if we look at Asian equities, like I said, emerging markets starting the year on a high note, and many analysts are betting that the momentum continues as vaccines are rolled out.
The sharp rise in retail investors and rekindled appetite for listings in 2020 helped drive Asian stocks upward. China is the prime example, as investors bank on its economic recovery, with GDP recording 6.5% in the fourth quarter of 2020. China's stocks climbed out of its depths of the COVID-19 crisis to zip past the 13-year high in the early days of the new year. Experts believe that 2021 will see stocks climb even higher as excess liquidity is expected to fuel corporate earnings.
So for some insights into Chinese and Asian equities, we speak to Lorraine Tan, Director of Equity Research Asia at Morningstar. Good morning, Lorraine. Now, like we say, the Chinese stock market started the year on a very bullish note. So what's driving this optimism in Chinese equities? And do you see this as a bubble that might eventually burst, though?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned that there is excess liquidity out there, and that's actually driving a lot of the markets higher globally, not just in China. And, you know, low interest rates is helping to fuel some of that excitement. As far as we're concerned, when we look at it, definitely, you know, we're going to see good economic news, better earnings, earnings rebounding. A lot of that is actually reflected in most valuations. And on the whole, for the Asian stocks that we cover, we actually think that most of it is fairly valued. However, if you look beyond that, there are definitely sectors that are undervalued. And so there's still going to be one of the key things actually that we expect is a rotation into the laggards.
And so the Trump administration has imposed several bans on Chinese companies for ties to the military, which saw several companies delisted from US stock exchange, although there has been a request for review. What kind of implications could this have for companies and investors?
Yeah, so I think with the new administration under Biden, we can expect things to be a little bit more predictable, definitely. I think, however, there are still some aspects to the Sino-US relationships that are going to be difficult. So we shouldn't expect an entire reversal of the entity bans, for example, on Huawei, that is one notable name that we saw under Trump. What we can expect is probably some review and some negotiations, particularly on the trade tariffs as well as perhaps some of the securities bans that came in towards the end of the year last year. So we'll see what happens with that. But I don't think it's going to be such an immediate priority for Biden to address.
So, Lorraine, what is your outlook then for broader Asian equity markets in 2021? Now, this is amidst, of course, a patchy recovery across the region, and, you know, we see the resurgence of COVID in some places.
Yeah, so I do think, however, that because the vaccine is, and the timing of the vaccine is what's in question now, but the fact of the matter is that most countries will get their hands on the vaccine, and there is at least some light to the end of the tunnel in terms of timing. So for activities to normalize. So I do think that remains the underlying theme for most Asian markets. Where we're a little bit hesitant is situations where, you know, things have exceeded what we think will be sustainable in a normal cycle. And so we're actually expecting rotation into those sectors, cyclical sectors that have lagged. So we're still expecting to see money flow back into banks, for example, is one area. The two really undervalued sectors right now in Asia are energy and real estate. REITs, in fact, have started to move back up. So we do expect some people will turn their attention to some of the dividend plays out there as well.
But if we look at just specific countries, Lorraine, are there any markets that you think will continue to outperform in 2021?
I think will be pockets of outperformance. I think if you look at it, Asia, for example, is not as excessively valued as the US markets. So we do think emerging markets, for one, Some of the certainly, even though Hong Kong has gone up, we still think there are definitely stocks that are listed in Hong Kong or in Singapore, probably Malaysia as well, that are worth looking at. And I think at the end of the day, it's more so the sector that's lagging or the stock that's lagging its peers that's more important. So in that sense, you could say there's a little bit more of a, I think, avenue for stock picking in this sense.
Let's deep dive into the tech sector, which really saw a boom in the stock market last year. But with fears of creeping regulation, both in the US and Asia, do you think the sentiment will turn subdued in 2021?
Well, I think that the outperformance we expect to be more subdued. Obviously, what you saw last year can't be continued because the risk versus rewards is much higher now. And so it's mainly the fact that the valuations are high is what's going to rein in the outperformance for tech shares in our view. Within the tech sector, obviously, there are some names. For example, you have individual situations like Alibaba when it was down on, you know, because of what was going on in the investigations into its activities, the absence of Jack Ma from public view. I think that created a buying opportunity for Alibaba in particularly. So we do have these sorts of pockets of situations that we should continue to be looking out for.
And what other sectors do you think hold the most value for investors? And like, what are your top picks in these sectors also?
Yeah, so even as I mentioned, real estate and energy are the two most undervalued sectors right now. But even when we look at, the consumer cyclicals, I mean, within that space, you have a lot of hospitality names as well. So one of the key areas that we like at the moment is the Macau gaming, which probably extends to the casino sector, gaming sector, and the leisure sector. So that's the area, one of the areas that we like at the moment. So we do have a preference for some of the Macau gaming stocks.
But the question, I guess, is the timing, right? And how long a view you have in terms of this? Because at the moment, it doesn't seem that there's any recovery and national borders still remain closed. So, I mean, what are the potential risks or timelines that you have to consider when you buy these names, though?
Yeah, so when we look at it, we need to make sure that what's the timing of the unwinding of some of the travel restrictions. I think when we look at the valuation of company, we just factor in what we think is reasonable. So we're looking at, if you look at travel, certainly travel because of international border restrictions, not going to go back to normal probably until sometime in late 2023, 2024, even to be optimistic. So we just need to be mindful what the market has already factored in. On the good news front, I think when you talk about what's going on in, let's say, Macau, China, and travel within those areas, I think the fact that the government has begun to allow a visa back into Macau from, let's say, mainland China into Macau, which started in September last year, we take that as a positive sign. And I think for as long as the vaccine rollout continues, we should expect the recovery to visitorship in those areas and to travel gradually.
So a selective pick for travel leisure, and your pick still focuses on energy real estate. What are your downside risks for those two sectors?
Yeah, so I think we're still very mindful of debt risk, for example. So we're still wary of entities within the real estate space, so within the travel leisure space that may be subject to high debt, that do have high debt, do have cash flow issues. So I think first and foremost, that's one of the key aspects that we'd look for. Obviously, some of the trends that we're looking in terms of the real estate space is what's going to be happening to rentals over the next few years. I think without a doubt, we need to be mindful that there's a risk to that coming down as well. So I think at the end of the day, we still need to focus on what the cash flow issues are for the individual companies.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Lorraine Tan, Director of Equity Research at Asia. Director of Equity Research Asia at Morningstar, giving us her views on where Asia markets are heading. And basically, despite the fact that markets have gone up quite a fair bit, especially for Hong Kong, which is up 10%, there probably still is some investment opportunity, but on a stock-specific basis and also on a sector basis rather than just a broad buy across the region because, basically a lot of money has already been made. The easy money is already done and dusted. But she does warn that there are still risks nonetheless. And I think the risks are universal. And that is, of course, COVID-19 and a slowdown in the vaccine rollout.
Yeah. And, you know, in China, the numbers in 2020 were good, driven by exports, right? While consumption spending was relatively muted. And the expectation and forecast is that consumption spending should basically take over trade and export growth. We're not sure whether that can happen because it's really much linked to how COVID vaccinations roll out. And that's basically one of the biggest considerations moving forward.
That's all the corporate news we have for you this morning. Up next, Ringgit and Sense, where Roshan discusses cash flow management. That's happening after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.